Laughlin. Welcome to my podcast today. Thank you for tuning in to God's Word, Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading comes from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 11. God's word reads as follows. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint heart. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall prepare the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flock. Foreigners will till your land and dress your vines. But you shall be called priest of the Lord. You shall be named ministers of our God. You shall enjoy the wealth of the nations and their riches, and you shall glory, because their shame was double, and dishonor was proclaimed as their lot. Therefore they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. For who see them shall acknowledge that they are the people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation, has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord will give cause, righteousness, and praise to spring up before all the nations. May the Lord add rich and rewarding blessings to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. The sermonic selection is entitled, Come, O Come, Emmanuel, by Love Sing Choir. scripture has been read for your hearing and understanding. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth proclaim your word in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My topic is abundant joy. I want to lift up this verse as focal point. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10a. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Today is the third Sunday of Advent, which is Gaudete. Gaudete Sunday, and it means rejoice. Advent is a season of the liturgical year observed in most Christian denominations as a time of expectant waiting and preparing for two celebrations. The first celebration is that of the birth of Christ at Christmas, and the second is waiting the return of Christ at the second coming. Isaiah speaks to the people as he is under the divine unction of the Holy Spirit of God. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, witness to this fact. And it witnesses to the fact that Isaiah had been anointed by God to preach good things to those who are weak. Now, today we might say that someone who is meek is someone who is coachable. Or a person, in Isaiah's case, people who is open and willing to listen to feedback. People who has a willingness to be able to receive what is called constructive criticism without taking it personally. One who is willing to take a look at his or her own performance in order to improve it. And in generally, a super pumped, enthusiastic go-getter type of person. Isaiah was sent to bind and secure the hearts of the brokenhearted, body, soul, and mind. Isaiah was sent to preach liberty and freedom to the captives, their body, mind, and soul. The people needed spiritual freedom. And according to Isaiah, they wanted their emancipation not at any time, but at the accepted time, which was the accepted year of the Lord. And how did they want it? They wanted it through the divine vengeance of Almighty God. How often is it in our lives when things come up and we want to take matters in our own hands and claim vengeance ourselves? In the New Living Translation, scripture reads, "Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord." The Lord anointed Isaiah to sermonize. He anointed Isaiah to give comfort, and he anointed Isaiah to console the people of Israel. He speaks freedom over the lives of the people. Isaiah gave them beauty rather than ashes that depicted a burnt out life. He gave them oil of joy, gladness rather than mourning, joy rather than hopelessness, joy rather than the agony of defeat, joy rather than low or no self-esteem, which can result in shame. Joy rather than faithlessness, and joy rather than spiritual bondage. Isaiah made reference to the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Luke 2 and 20, which speaks of shepherds praising and glorifying God for all the things they had heard and seen regarding the Christ child. It was just as it was told to them. They called him Jesus. Reference can be found in this chapter of the first coming of Christ. Could you use some joy in your life? Could you use an abundance of joy and gladness in your life? I know that I can. God wants us to have joy and gladness in our lives. He wants us to have joy, not a little bit of it. He wants us to have joy abundantly. God wants us to be a tree of righteousness so that we can have this unmeasurable and infinite joy. What are the results of Isaiah's mission? God sent him out to preach, to console, and to comfort the people of Israel. So now what are the results? One result was waste places were rebuilt. Do you know that the torn down, dilapidated areas of our lives can be rehabilitated? They can be remolded or renewed or rebuilt. What other results came about from Isaiah's mission? Well, God call people to the priesthood and to the ministry. Today, there are too few leaders in the clerical ministry, in the music ministry in the church, in the health care ministry in our towns and our communities all across our nation. People are needed in agriculture ministry, commerce ministry, communications ministry, defense ministry, ministry of finance, ministry of electronics, ministry of outreach and inreach, and the list goes on and on. There are too numerous to name in this one particular setting today. What is your ministry? Have you consulted with God to find out what it is he would have you to do? What it is that he would have you to do as the will for you in your life? As you serve God through a ministry, are you holding out on God? What other results did Isaiah have in his ministry, this particular mission? Israel was exalted. The same as Israel was exalted, so can you be exalted, be held high in regard, living in a state of extreme happiness. It is yours if you ask for it. If you ask for it from God in the name of Jesus, God's word is true. We read in 1 Thessalonians, Chapter 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. What other results came about due to Isaiah's preaching? Israel was promised everlasting joy. The Lord made an everlasting covenant with them. And how did the people feel about that? The people responded with great joy and much rejoicing for his salvation. He expanded their land, leading them into further joy. We have the same promises of everlasting joy. We have an everlasting covenant with the Lord, just as he made with the people of Israel. Have you responded to his salvation, his spiritual joy? The 20th century theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, and I quote, "See the season before Christmas as a sharpened liturgical expression of the tension that informs our lives as Christians. Celebrating it prepares us to live as people who have made a radical break with the present world of sin and death, and are so prepared for the redeemed future that God has already, in one sense, accomplished. Through Advent, we learn how to live in these two concurrent realities. We have already been delivered, and yet our deliverance is still to come." End of quote. So how then do we live in the meantime while waiting for the second coming of Christ? We carry on with our daily lives. We go out as long as we're able and bring joy to others. We are compelled by the scriptures to bring the gospel to the captives. Most merciful God, give us the grace of your Holy Spirit that we may believe what has been proclaimed. May we rejoice in you and not just be hearers of your word, but doers also. May we bring glory to your name in everything that we do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. The closing song is entitled "Let Mount Zion Rejoice" by Bellevue Baptist Church Choir. Amen.
Amen. the midst of thy temple. We have thought of thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. We have thought of thy loving kindness.
According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise to the ends of the earth.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today, chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.